If you'd like to check out these live streams while they're happening, check out 242 Reads in the show notes. They go live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, on with the replay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the stream in terror. I do not have a phoenix. I do not know where he is. I'm a little worried, but the show will go on. So, I'm here. To my knowledge, that is the important part. If I don't show up, I guess there's no stream at all. So, and I wanted to say real quick, good evening, Sydney. Good evening, Nico. Good evening, Dark Little Voices, aka The Shade. Because I know better. We never get the decay. The decay is never here. So, as it stands, I will just be doing live reading. He probably fell asleep in his old mad chair again. Maybe. It's very possible. Hello, September Dragon Audio. And yes, do not forget to hit that like button and make sure it feels it. Oh, and thank you, Miss Interscare, for being an awesome member for going on. How long did it say? Hold on. I didn't say here. But she's been one for a while now. So thank you so much for that as well. So, yeah, maybe he fell asleep. Maybe his old man bones have won and his chair was too snug. I just get worried. He's really good for showing up for things, so it's not unusual for him. So I will make sure he's all good after, if he doesn't show up before the stream is over, because he always could. I am in the chat for him, so he can show up anytime. So you hear a weird bing sound, you know it means he joined. No, it won't make that sound, that's right. Because I've got that default thingamajig on, so I won't make a sound when he shows up. Anyways, stop muttering to yourself, 242. Everyone think you're crazy. Little do they know I am crazy. I have to be. I talk into a mic every day. I was looking forward to having him on again. It's been a while, so... it's always a lot of fun, actually, when he's on. So... if he doesn't, I do have openings that I can get him to show up for. I am supposed to be on his live stream this Sunday, so, and I was supposed to be on earlier, but I wasn't feeling well. Or was there something else? There was some reason I couldn't go on. One sec. I dropped something. And it's important, so I don't want to lose it. Huh. Weird. Yeah. Like I said, this isn't usual for him, so I'll just... hopefully. Hopefully he will wake up or message me. Maybe something's gone on in his life, and that's perfectly fine. I know there's other things that are definitely more important than my live stream in his life, so... and that is perfectly fair. Life always comes first before YouTube. I have told people this many times. last time I had Interscare on, and he was supposed to have Miss Interscare as well, but she had to go deal with kids stuff. So, of course, life always before YouTube. This is always reschedulable, redoable. I don't care. As long as your personal life is everything you need to be taken to where your ducks are in a row, I'm perfectly fine. And everyone should make sure their ducks are always in a row. Ducks in rows. Out of duck row, bad. Okay, I'm going crazy. I wasn't expecting it myself. There's a certain mindset that I do before I go live by myself. And... so, apparently Sydney has no ducks, so they're not in a row. Well, if this is the case, what I'm going to do is quickly make a poll for you guys. I mean, it's fine. Well, I mean, I'm also Canadian, so geese would also work, or moose. But you gotta be careful, the Canadian geese do bite. They hurt. And September has lost all his ducks. There you go, guys. There's a poll for you guys, so you can vote for what kind of stories you like. They're always the same, but this way I can get an idea of what you guys want, and I can read you the proper stories that you would like. And if I have any lurkers who aren't verbal, then they can also tell me what they would like me to read as well. I make odd to people happy. Did I just... Okay, no. I don't think I... Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. For a second there, I thought I answered the poll, and I got really worried. But no, I just closed it, minimized it, so I could read stuff still. Alright, so we got paranormal and glitches so far. I'll start with paranormal. Because I don't think I've done as many paranormal recently. In this way, because they're 50-50, so I'll just start with the one I haven't done very much. And I do really like paranormal stories, it's just they don't do as well on my channel for whatever reason, which is kind of not fun. Because I do enjoy reading them. And I preemptively say, if Phoenix shows up while I'm reading any stories, I'll try to finish the stories as fast as I can so we can bring him in and talk. Just for clarification on that front. So this is a paranormal story. It said, "We used to play a supernatural paper game that gave us answers," by Anonymous. "I stay in an Asian country. This is important as this has to do with Asian culture or not. This has to do with Asian culture. I'm not very sure now. Back in high school, we used to play this paper game where you asked it a question answerable with yes, no, or question mark, and would oddly tell you the answer. Let me explain. It goes like this. Step one. You cut three small pieces of paper that you can write yes, no, or question mark. The question mark means that the thing, spirit, or entity you asked is not certain of the answer. Step two, you need to cut six pieces of tissue paper of equal sizes or bigger that are three pieces of paper. What's important is that the answer papers are covered. Step three. You now need to place three rolled papers between your fingers, one each starting from the forefinger, middle finger, kind of where someone is holding a smoke, but place it closer to the palm, if that makes sense. Do this, one sec. Do this for the other remaining two rolls until each of the ring finger and the for the ring finger and the pinky finger. Step four. Now place the palm on your chest where your heart is, palm face down, and in your head ask your question that can be answered by yes or no. Which, while chanting, unfortunately, I can't remember the chant, you need to say it three times while you ask your question in your head. Step five. After this, unravel the roll paper and see the answer. You will know this because the answer paper that used to be in the middle of the three-layer rolls would be found in the innermost layer of the roll, meaning it would move magically to the inside of the roll. It would be the first thing you see when you unroll it. That's your answer. I remember being fascinated by it and didn't question the hows or whys, or I was more concerned with the answer. I would go after asking whatever the thing answered, and my classmates and the best friends would be in their corner asking anything under the sun. I especially remember a classmate of mine having a breakdown because her 4-year-old relationship will not last according to the paper game, and yes, whatever answer you get comes true. I remember jokingly asking out loud if a ever so strict teacher was not coming to class, knowing full well how impossible that can be, and got a yes answer. We laughed at it, saying, "This time around, this time around, you were so wrong. Only for our class president, who was attending a meeting among the students' councils, was not there to hear anything regarding the question that was asked among the friends group. That and a cell phone are confiscated at the start of class until we go home. Our teacher would place the phone inside the glass jar where you can see if someone is calling us. So we asked whoever the teacher is in the class to key for the key to open the jar, and it's a whole thing. It only means that no one could have tipped off our class president to say pranked us. We asked all sorts of questions and would get answers. Most would be small things, but some, like my classmate who is now in a better relationship, got the answer whether they liked it or not. And when we asked the paper if we were going to get into our chosen university, and lo and behold, a week in, we would get letters from said universities and would either get yeses or noes as an answer, just like the paper said. I got yes and even graduated from that school. It bothers me now, looking back. When I bring it up with my friends, they don't remember. But when I ask my cousin, who went to the same school but 3 years younger than me, remembers it. A friend from another section would tell me of his experience, much darker than I would like to know. He told me about a classmate that who always kept to themselves and rarely interacted with them, and jokingly asked if that person was going to have a girlfriend. It gave him two answers, no and question mark. They did this a couple of times and kept getting the same answers, even in a different friend who did it. Creeps them out, so they stopped the question and later on found out life and later forgot, and life moves on. What's creepier, my uni is known for offering programs in the medical field, so it was only natural to have a hospital attached to it, starting as a hospital. It was just after a while that it became a university. The topic of what our common friend are up to, he then brought up the classmate of his and what he was doing. Somberly, he said that he was in jail for killing his girlfriend and son. Specifically, he had someone kill her and the boy. They pretended to be an internet installer, and they ended up using a hammer to kill them. And he solemnly said maybe that's why he kept getting two answers from the damn paper game. What was more chilling was the mother and son were brought to the ER of my uni before they expired from their injuries. I was not there when they came in, and even if I had, our professor would have not allowed us to see them. I was so shocked that it made national news. It was that gruesome. I personally never knew the guy. Thank the heavens for that, and didn't even connect the dots about him being a batch being a batchmate for the old high school. But I guess the paper game did and foresaw what was going to happen to the poor woman and son. What do you think? Did you guys ever play the paper game that answered your questions? Do you know any games just like this? I never played any game like that before. Welcome, Leslie, and welcome, Duchess of Darkness. Welcome, guys. And I'm sorry that it's raining in London. Though, that's London, so that's normal, isn't it? But yeah, I do not remember a game like that. We used to do the game where you folded the papers a certain way so you could move it like a kind of like a mouth thing. You'd ask questions and you'd pick colors and numbers and you move it so many times and at the end it would be your answer. But I mean, they never predicted the future. Yeah, it's winter in London, so I would assume, yeah, it's rainy. I used to live in a part of the world that pretty much rained 24/7, and I have known the gloom of forgetting what the sun looks like. I don't live there anymore, thank goodness. Beautiful when sunny, though. Absolutely beautiful. That's the nice thing about the rain and stuff. Yeah, it's gloomy and stuff, but when the sun comes out and you start seeing, like, everything is so much more pretty. Paper fortune teller. Yeah, I think that's what it's called, the weird mouthy thingy. I can't remember the name of it. Yes, and I love the rain too. It's very calming to listen to fall asleep, especially with wind chimes. I don't know, just wind chimes and rain are the two things that can put me to sleep right away. Apparently Nico doesn't have your rain. He's lucky. He lives north of London and didn't get your rain. It stayed in your little area. Alright, so apparently I picked correctly because someone else won. More people want paranormal stories. Okay, that's easy. Let me just mark that down so I don't try to read that again. This one. Okay, I've got... Hold on. I think I... Oh no, I recorded these. I didn't read them to you yet. Yeah, the old sound roofs make, like, the perfect sound. I remember when I worked in a warehouse, when it rains, you can, like, really hear it. And when it really rains, oh my god. I was gonna bring these two up together, because they go together. There it is. So this is two more paranormal stories for you guys, and they're both by the same writer, so I'll just read the name once, and then the title of the next one when I get to it. I heard my boyfriend's voice walking up the stairs, but he wasn't home. By Firefly Ladybuggy. My boyfriend and I could post this here to get off. My boyfriend and I could post this here to get off my chest and see if y'all could help me figure out what happened. So a couple of years ago, my boyfriend and I downloaded... One sec. So sorry about that, I had to sneeze. I didn't want to sneeze in your ears. So a couple of years ago, my boyfriend and I downloaded the Life 360 so we could know exactly where... the exact location of each other in case we needed to call the police to each other's location. I had a rough living situation. I moved with my boyfriend and his mom right after I turned 18 into their apartment that they lived in since my boyfriend was a kid. Well, about 2 months into me living there with my boyfriend, my boyfriend's mom was taking him to work and I got a notification that he left. Well, since I would be home alone for about an hour, I would run myself a bubble bath to relax. A little bit later, I heard my boyfriend's footsteps coming up the stairs. He was only one of the three of us to wear heavy boots, so his footsteps were very distinct. Then I heard his voice call out to me while still walking up the steps. Baby, I'm home. I was really confused because he had just left. There was no way he could be home so already. I picked up my phone to see if he had texted me that work was called off, but as I unlocked my phone, I got a notification that he just pulled into work. I started freaking out and slowly got out of the tub and wrapped a towel around me, trying to listen out for whoever must have broken in. The footsteps started again, and my boyfriend's voice called out again, "Baby?" The footsteps came right to the bathroom door and stopped. I stand there for God knows how long until I rip the door open expecting to see the worst, but the hallway was empty. I checked all three rooms upstairs, but they were empty. I checked downstairs, but no one was there, and all the doors and windows were locked. We moved out a couple months later, and whatever mimicked my boyfriend's voice and footsteps followed us to our new place and mimicked my voice to my boyfriend. More crazy experience I had that may connect to the last post. I've got a few more stories to tell. My boyfriend and I moved out of that apartment and into a trailer, and everything was quiet for a while, which we were extremely thankful for. After some time passed, we started seeing a tall, icky black shadow figure that was too tall to stand upright completely. We would see a black mass shoot out of our bathroom door that was about a foot away from our bedroom, and it would disappear into the wall across the hall. We would hear weird whispers that we just couldn't explain. We just ignored it as best as we could, hoping that it would just go away. It stopped for a while again, at least for me it did. Fast forward a couple months, and I was in a horribly dark place mentally. It started again with me at work. I would feel kid-sized hands on my thigh, and I would hear a young kid's voice calling my name and asking where I was all throughout my shift. One day my manager asked me to check to see if the door that leads upstairs for the stairway was shut. I'm going to try my best to describe the layout of the stairway, so please bear with me. So when you walk in, to your right, there's a deep recess under the stairs for storage that typically is pretty well lit. Then the stair starts and stands at the bottom, you can look up and see the handrail going up all the way to the top. If you walk past the stairs, there's a narrow walkway where the outside is. This is my first time going in, so I looked around to find the doorway my manager was talking about. When I looked to where the storage recess was, I saw this sickly white skin and bony thing crouched in the corner looking at me. It had long bony finger hands, and so were its feet. I ran to the end of the room and found the door, so I slammed the door shut and turned around to run back out the way I came. As I ran past the stairs, I stupidly thought to look up. When I did, I saw the thing from the storage hole crouched on the railing about 7 stories up and jumped down to the second floor railing. I ran out of that room and down the hall and outside. I told my manager that I don't want to be in the laundry room for a while because it was right across the hall from that room. I did have to go there again a couple days later, but there was much more light in there than the last time, and when I asked my coworker that used those stairs often, they said that it was always super bright in there. I was on my boyfriend about it a few days later, but he cut me off before I could describe the thing I saw and said he had been seeing the same thing I saw at our trailer, watching him from behind the corners of the wall. We decided to ignore the best we could, and I stopped, and it stopped with him, but it got worse with me, that I won't go into now, as this would be even longer. So I may post the other experiences that my boyfriend and I were leaving this place a few hours because it got so bad. But fast forward about 6 months. I was unemployed, so I was at the home alone, and during the day, while my boyfriend was at work, I started seeing a black mass watching me behind the corners, getting closer to me on my bed. Every day, I would hear voices in the trailer all day, but I kept it to myself because I thought I was just losing it. Well, there was one day I had enough, because I saw it looking at me from the corner of the open bathroom door a couple feet away from me on my bed. So when my boyfriend called me on his break and told And I told him everything that happened. He tried to ease my mind by saying that I may just be tired and seeing things that just aren't there. Well, when I started agreeing that he might be right, I saw a huge handprint with what looked like long pointy nails slowly sink into the memory foam mattress we had propped up against that wall in front of our bathroom. I freaked out. This thing has trapped me in my bedroom. The only way out was through a window that won't open or to go through where that thing had just showed me that hand. I said goodbye to my boyfriend and I grabbed my shoes and ran where that thing had just been and booked it outside and stayed outside for hours until my boyfriend came home. And I don't blame her. I'm out of here. Bye. I completely would do the same thing. That's why that one has to get read together, because those two perfectly go together. Apparently I spooked Leslie. I'm sorry, Leslie. This is what the paranormal stories do to you. They're spooky. Also spooky. Alright, I'll do one glitch in the matrix as well, since there is a vote for that. That was technically three paranormals together. So this one? I don't think I read this. Hold on. That one. Well, Leslie, I got... How many do I have at this point? May not be able to keep numbers. I have 12 videos worth of paranormal stories at this moment. So I got lots of stories if you want them. Read Nico's comment when I get 2 of 2. Apparently he has a big story. I will read it in a moment. Yeah, now screw that. I've lived in what I believe was a haunted house. Always felt off. Like, there was something there that didn't want me there. One day, I sat on the doorstep for hours, waiting for my parents to get home because I refused to go in that house alone. We only lived there for 2 months. Fair enough. Yep. Completely agree. I have been around things that definitely didn't feel like they wanted me there before. Okay, here's a glitch in the matrix. Car accident that never happened. By Comfortable Pie 7983. It's a comfortable pie, guys. About 4 years ago, I lived in the Bay Area and was in an awful morning traffic. That morning, I was in a big rush and had forfeited my coffee at home with the intention of having one once I got to work. Anyways, I'm sitting in the traffic. When I go to mess with the radio, I'm totally distracted and get rear-ended by a white truck in front of me. My heart drops. I turned off the music, throw on my blinker, and try to see how the dude I crashed into is reacting. Except, he's not reacting at all. He doesn't look in his rearview mirror at me, doesn't signal, nothing. Traffic moves forward a tiny bit, and I'm sick to my stomach trying to see the damage on his truck that I had just caused. But there was no damage at all onto his truck. Crazy, because I can vividly recall the crunch noise and the feeling of the impact today. I figured that my car got the brunt of the damage, and this guy probably doesn't have insurance / doesn't want to stop in this, well, horrific traffic. I cheer myself on a little. Okay, I guess we're gonna have to just get our car fixed. That sucks, but at least his day isn't ruined. As I'm getting closer to work, I keep hearing my brain say, that didn't happen. It wasn't real. I totally disregarded that because the crunch of the car and the thud of the impact was so, so real. When I got to work, I jumped out to assess the damage on my car. Nothing. Not a scrape. Nothing, nothing, nothing. With the noise it made, I imagine my entire front bumper was probably smushed inwards. I've never forgotten this experience and feeling of it. Absolutely wild. Not schizophrenic, no drugs, was awake. Just don't know how to explain what happened. You jump parallel universes. Nico also said there's more to it. It's a whole thing. I may jolt it down one day, but as a male, have been in the position, so I don't blame her for waiting for her boyfriend. Yeah. I just could want someone else there. It doesn't even matter your gender. You just want someone else there. Just so you don't feel like you went crazy. I totally get that feeling. Plus, you know the rules. If there's more than one person in the room, a ghost can't act. I don't make the rules, but that's the rules of the ghost. We've done 3 paranormal, 1. No one, so that's not me, or fictional? Nico, yeah, absolutely. It was something physical. I feel like I could deal with it, but something you are powerless against? Nah, I'll be out there. Thank you! Totally get that. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll just hang out here where apparently you're not allowed to go. I'm safer out here than in there. Alright, I'm gonna do something real quick. Ba-da-ba-ba. There it is. If it bit me, I might have saw it sooner. Yeah, so. Alright. There we go. Just trying to find you guys another story real quick. Okay, I'm gonna have to. Let's go with this one. Sorry, sometimes it's hard to find a good story. I saw a shadow figure. Kind of a true story. That's what the person put. Midnight, Tuesday, February the 20th, 2024. I saw a shadow person for the first time. This occurrence is not shocking, obviously, because I have paranormal activity in my home all the time. Orbs, objects going missing, my dog barking at things that don't appear to be there, random disembodied voices, creaking footsteps in the hallway, tappings on the wall, and that kind of creepy stuff. But this struck a nerve differently. To begin, I was sitting on my couch while my boyfriend was in the bathroom washing his hands. All of a sudden, I see a shadow person walk from my hallway mirror all the way to my kitchen, then it vanishes. The spirit looked like a shadow. It was colored in a dark, black, evil hue, not transparent like a regular shadow. It was a full black, opaque figure about 5'7", taking the shape of a humanoid body. It had a faint white outline and it had some sort of hat on its head. The apparition walked in an estimated 10 feet before it vanished. It didn't fade like you would think, it almost like it walked through an invisible doorway or portal. My boyfriend, about 5 seconds later, emerged from the doorway. He had a confused look on his face. He asked me if I heard footsteps or if it was in the hallway while he was washing his hands. I was in the hallway. The hallway that connects the bathroom and 2 bedrooms. That was the same hallway that I saw the apparition. He described the footsteps to sound like heavy boots with some sort of clanky chains or spurs. He also said that it had heard about 3 or 4 loud steps. I've had occasional encounters with other spirits in this house, but they've never shown themselves to me as a shadow person before. Be honest, I don't know much or hardly anything about these apparitions. This one felt new, and it felt more uncomfortable and fearful, fearful of it than the other spirits. While I want no spirits in my house, I found that my house is somewhat inhabited with others. These shadow figure ones, I can see it being a problem in the future. Nico said, yeah, I don't understand the logic to it. It was literally on the opposite side of the door I had my back against, but I somehow felt safer. I felt it was there, but that it was there because you can never say for sure. Yeah, that's fair. Well, to my knowledge, spirits have a hard time going through thresholds and stuff, so if you're on the other side of a threshold, there's a barrier between you, from my understanding. Excuse me. So I breathed in, and all of a sudden I had to cough, and I was like, no, I don't want to cough into the mic. I try not to cough into the mic. I don't always succeed, but I try. Okay, so I'll read you guys one more paranormal story, and then we'll do a glitch. This one looks interesting. All right. personal experiences working at a funeral home and cemetery combo location. Like the title suggests, I work in death care as a combo location funeral home, meaning that we have funeral homes, cemetery, and crematory on site. I know people like to debunk stuff on this sub for good reasons in a lot of circumstances, so I want to see the response to some stories from my coworkers and I. I'll start off with the typically light stuff. One of my coworkers tends to come in very early in the morning to start her work, while I like to stay late. We both spend a good amount of time alone in the funeral home. We both have had experiences of hearing footsteps down the hall, wood floors, and a long hallway that echoes. Seeing things out of the corner of our eye and hearing faint voices. Not too surprising considering there are an abundance of loved ones in our care at any given time. Some have more traumatic passings than others. I will admit, though, that the funeral home itself is pretty tame. There have been many strange occurrences in the cemetery experienced by the groundskeeper, cemetery staff, and funeral home staff. One day, I was standing at a service early morning and turned and saw a man under a tree not too far away from me. He looked out of place, and I saw no cars around besides a few of the family drove. I turned to look at him once more, then for a third time a minute or so later, and he had vanished. This has happened to me multiple times. This has happened to multiple people, mind you. We have 17 gardens, and I would have seen him walking away or would have seen the car if he was in. A coworker of mine on the cemetery side works with a man for a while after his wife passed. He wanted a granite pedestal, a stand that holds an urn with customizable toppers with a bird bath on top. So for about a year he would hound my coworker wanting to know when it arrived. When that is, unfortunately, the expected waiting period for a custom granite memorial. When it finally arrived, we placed his wife inside and had a service. A few months after, my coworker who worked with him woke up from her sleep because she kept hearing bird bath, bird bath, bird bath being yelled in her ear. She actually came in the next morning and said he died before we were ever able to receive the first call, notification of death. Lastly, to avoid this being too long, is two stories about the chapel mausoleum. It is the only mausoleum on site with an interior and has large stained glass windows and rows of chairs to sit and visit loved ones or for when services are being held. This mausoleum is locked every day at 4 when the ground team leaves and is unlocked at 6 to 7 a.m. One morning, one of the guys walked into the mausoleum after unlocking it and turned on the lights and saw a woman sitting in one of the chairs by the window facing away from him. He freaked out and walked out to call the superintendent. When he walked back in, the lady was gone. There is only one entrance to the mausoleum, and that's where he was standing right in front of. We hear knocking and shifting noises all the time in the mausoleum. It's so prevalent, I actually address someone in there when I enter and exit to avoid the bad juju. We had a maintenance crew working on the mausoleum for a while that would come in every morning to find their tools moved all around the room. They would set them on one side of the chapel and come back, and they'd be on the other side of the room. One of the workers said he would never come back. Well, this post isn't very short. This is the shortest I can make it. The cemetery truly is spookier than the funeral home. I would love to hear what you all think of these stories. Too long didn't read. I work in death care. These are some of my personal paranormal experience as well as some of my colleagues. I don't normally read those, but I thought it'd be kind of funny. There is no way too long didn't read. Yeah, you think it'd be really cool to have an experience of your own until you have your own experience, and then you wish you didn't have an experience. I might be talking out of personal understanding of that. I know I think I've told my ghost stories on here before, not on the live chat. I have to emotionally prepare myself for it because there's a lot of sad stuff that comes with it. So, not the easiest story for me to read. I can't emotionally detach myself from these. They didn't happen to me. But I know every time I tell my own, I start shaking and end up crying a little bit. So it's emotionally draining. You're so spooky. You're scary. Let's get a glitch in the matrix for you guys. Loop in time for my husband and his friend. Please hang in there with me as I'm using my phone. I'm a longtime reader, first time poster in the sub. This happened last year while my husband and his friend were working on my car, and I pretty much changed my whole front end of my car, which still makes sound. Oh god, that sucks. I was inside watching his puppy and my husky play and making sure his pit puppy wasn't getting too rough. I heard the old renter dog in the backyard bark to let everyone know someone was coming in, and he stopped. We lived on a dead-end road, so one way in, no way out, and there was only 5 houses on the street and all my husband's family and friends. Well, I looked out the window and seen my husband and niece drive on in, and I went back to playing with the dogs. After 3 minutes later, my husband asked me to bring the LED light for them to use as it was getting dark. When I took it out there, he started to ask me questions about if I know what his niece was doing or if I heard anything, and I said no. Why? So he and a friend started to explain that after the first time his niece came in, every 5 minutes her car would come driving past, coming back and driving past us and going to her house. I only heard her car once, and Jack only barked that once as well. But apparently to them, she drove in and out 9 times before my husband ended up calling his mom and asking her how many people were up at her house and who just came in. And then it was like he broke the loop and she stopped driving in. But the weird part is his friend seen it all happen as well. This stuck in a loop while I was in the house and wasn't in said loop. Strange things happen here and there, and I hate this street, but that one was the weirdest one. Sorry if it's a long and was trying to set a picture of things, this street and where everyone was. Has this happened to anyone before, where a loop lasts as long as it does? As it did? I'm confused, as I was only 20 feet away from them, and I wasn't in it. I would have heard her car, and Jack would have barked again. But thank you all for your time. A little bubble loop, it seems like. Oh, that sucks, Cindy, that you didn't get to keep them on tape. Or even written down. It would be nice, too. And sorry about the slamming of the door. Someone headed out and really closed that door. I didn't imagine. Yeah, I could see going phoning someone going like, how many people do you have coming into your house? I don't know what you're talking about, boo. I just saw like 5 cars drive past. Still no Phoenix. I wonder where the Phoenix is. I will probably find out later. And that'll probably be a good reason. You know, he's only ever done this once. Let's go with this one. This one feels like it's a little bit of both. This is technically another glitch, but I understand, Zach. Was I abducted or something else supernatural? I think I was abducted or something supernatural happened. I'm not sure if this is the right thread. I've been looking for the right one to post this to, but I'm out of luck. No throwaway. I'm not ashamed. I don't know if I should report this or what. I just need some guidance. I'll try to keep it brief. Saturday night, my boyfriend and I were heading home after a drinkless night out. I was driving and pulled up to a red light and told him to keep an eye out for a green light for me because I wanted to check my phone. Now, I always pull up on the white line. I hate when people stop short of it. I was fully aware and not sleepy at all when I said this. For additional context, I was going down a slight hill. I was up the hill for the light, so I would have had to roll back up the hill for my car and drive. I also have an auto parking brake when my car is coming to a complete stop. The next thing I know, I woke up. My car was about 40 feet away from the line by the red light. Confused and a little panic, I muttered something like, "What the hell?" My boyfriend sat up and said, "What the fucking hell?" I snapped at him. I said, "Let me know when the light turned green. I don't know." He said, "How long were you staying here?" I shrugged. He says, "My video played for 10 minutes. I went back through the video and don't remember any of the video in the time that had passed." It creeped me out. I barely slept Saturday night and Sunday joked about it to my sister. But today, on the way to work, my boyfriend and I passed the same traffic light. So I asked him, "What do you think happened Saturday? Weird, huh?" And he had no idea what I was talking about. I recounted the entire story as specific as I could. He didn't even remember getting home or riding home. So do you think something supernatural happened? And if so, do I report it? And to where? There's nowhere to report it, girl. Nothing illegal, I guess, happened? Talking about all these ghosts. Got them slamming your door. 42 Fairpoint. And it's not a ghost. It's one of the people that live in the house. This is the front door. The front door makes a lot of noise even when you don't slam it. Yeah, that one felt like a supernatural glitch. Supernatural glitch, I've said this before, feel very, very similar to me. They just, I feel like they're a similar vein kind of thing. Like, if you had a tree for, like, true stories, paranormal and glitch would be on the same, like, branches. At least, that's my opinion. That's just a theory. A game theory. No, I'm just kidding. It's just a theory. Oh, restore theory. I'm 5. Oh, you know, no one asked for it. Y'all gonna get a creepy encounter too. Gonna be creepy, and I'm gonna encounter things, and gonna be creepily encountering things. Because I'm like 5. Okay. I'm gonna do this one because it reminded me of a song. I'm always feeling like somebody's watching me. Okay, so, I've read something from these people before. I feel like this name sounds familiar. Someone is watching me, which is why I kept thinking that song. Anyways, Someone is Watching Me by Brilliant Bex 1992. So I've never posted on the sub, though I have on other stories. I've buried deep until recently, but this is happening, has happened in the present. I've had people stalk and follow me before, and because of that, my own true crime addiction, I've become supremely paranoid and a solid curtain twitcher. I, 31 female, reside in an upstairs room that is my first room to myself as a child. I have to leave a bad situation, therefore end up back in my childhood home, which is fair. Stuff like that happens. For reference, when our house was built, we were told that the field to our left, which is horses and a barn at the time, would one day soon be developed. It was 2000 when we were told that, and it wasn't until 2022 that a road started being formed and foundation laid. I'd already had someone follow me home before when I was young, post about it, but don't know how to link. But it was in a different bedroom next door. My parents put in a free library that was right below my window, and nighttime security lights that are very bright to turn on when you're in 20 feet of them of the side of the house my room is on. I'll admit, having an open field next to me so long made me accustomed to not closing the curtains when I change, because there was never anyone to watch. Now there is. For the past 2 weeks, the burglar light next to my free library has been going off late at night because one side of the curtain's open, so I use my vape, and the only reason I noticed at all. I don't think too much at first. We lock all the doors and windows every night, and I'm on the second floor. I also always look out to see if it was a car, someone walking their dog, or deer, only to see nothing. To add, they put in a shit ton of streetlights around the area, so visibility is now great. But it just keeps happening. So last night, I did my usual. I saw the light come on out of my peripherals. I acted natural, giving full view of the window, and was going to bed. It was about 3 a.m. Turned the TV off, closed the window and curtain, and turned the lights out. Then I ducked down, peering through the curtains to the sidewalk below. I honestly thought I was going to pass out when, after a few minutes, maybe 5, someone comes out from the side of my house, all silhouette, dressed in black. They kept their back to me. Excuse me. They kept their back to me until the light turns off, so I swear I could see them standing there, looking up like they could see me. I called the police, and while I was on the phone with the operator, I saw him run off. There wasn't much they could do, except say that they had a car drive around and look. My parents are asleep, and I know I have to tell them tomorrow. This absolutely scares the crap out of me. If it hadn't been happening for weeks and was a sole incident, I would probably be fine about it. But the fact that the light has been going off without me seeing activity and what happened tonight makes me think this person has been watching me and watching my house. To the person outside my window, let's please never fucking meet. Small update. I tell my parents, and at first they brushed it off, claiming I had a couple drinks and it was late, so I probably just saw someone checking out the library. I then had another conversation about it with just my dad, who said that there has been reports the last couple of weeks of car break-ins since my car is parked on the side of the street right outside my window. Maybe they're trying to break into it. I pointed out that if he was trying to get into my car, why was he pressed against the house where he wasn't visible from my window? And at no point did he go towards my car? I think I freaked him out enough that he's going to potentially get a camera for the area. Given all the development happening around us, I think it's smart even without the incident. Thank you all for your advice and replies. Update here again if anything happens. And let me just double check that there's no other updates real quick. Nope, no other updates. That's the most up-to-date one I have. There you go. Absolutely. Ghosts, demons, aliens, cryptids, glitches, all from the same ballpark. However, I feel like glitches and Mandela effects are similar, which I agree with, but I wouldn't put Mandela effects with paranormal. Fair. And Nico also can't relate. He would love someone peeping through the window, watching him change, like, pay attention to me. And of course, he's joking. I'm joking. The ghosts are bad enough. Don't watch me change too. Yeah, I'm feeling that person was stalking them for a while, but now that they've caught on, they might be done. It was definitely someone who knew what they were doing, because they waited for the light to turn out. Pay attention to me. My voice is not doing well today. I tried coughing up whatever's in my vocal cords, but it's not coming out. Okay. This one. Oh, no, never mind. I've tried lemon and some honey and hot tea. It's just not right now. That involved me leaving you guys, and my guest didn't show up, so it's not like I can just like disappear or anything, because it's dead silence. Well, not dead silence. You do have music. Let's go with this one. Okay, this is another paranormal story. Things going missing, which also could be a glitch, to be honest. Things going missing. I've seen posts about these numerous times on different subreddits, but I need to share my experience as I'm missing something right now, and I just can't help but think about how this has happened so many times without explanation. We moved houses when I was younger. Years before we moved, my parents got me this toy for Christmas that I loved. One day, it just vanished out of thin air. We searched the whole entire house, top to bottom, and couldn't find it anywhere. We eventually gave up because we thought it'd show up sooner or later. Fast forward to when we're moving, we're cleaning the whole house, took out the beds, took apart the couches, cleaned every room, the whole moving process. Still couldn't find it anywhere, even with the house completely taken apart. I haven't seen it since that day, and it went missing. Something like this happened tonight too. My family owns a Wii my parents got in 2007 as a gift. We have always had the same three controllers. We didn't pay very much for We don't play much in our current house, but we keep all the games and controllers, nunchucks, Motion Plus, attached to the same bin, plus attachments in the same bin, which is in our TV stand. It has four shelves and the bin is the top left one. A few days ago, I decided I had gonna hook up the Wii and play Wii Sports. I look in the bin and there's only one controller. I know for a fact that's not possible. Possible way the controllers could have been left in the house or got thrown away on accident. Me and my brother rarely have people over, and when we do, no one plays the Wii. Like, the controllers literally vanished out of thin air. We look through the whole entire house, under the beds, in the closet, in the basement, garage, behind the dresser, in the couch, like everywhere. And they're just gone without a trace. I can't recall ever losing an object or having it reappear in a random place. I've already checked, but my parents have. There are so many instances where my stuff has gone missing and has never been found again. Has this ever happened to anyone else? Is there any way to find these things? Is there a reason behind this? Is it even paranormal activity or just a coincidence? Someone ate his toy and two of his Wii remotes. Rude! Apparently Nico is constantly losing his marbles. I agree, Andrew ducks. Because I can tell they're not in a row. Alright, I'm going to read you guys one more story and then I'm going to call it for a night. This is a lot harder when I'm just the one narrating. Even though I narrate for fun, or for my my channel, I take breaks between things. Your rooks are in a dough? I get it. Yep, they totally are. I totally believe you. Alright, I'll give you guys one more paranormal story. I'm just gonna find a good one. Real quick. I still have that song in my head. So this one. This one has a good title. Alright. The last story for the night. Okay, have a good one, Sydney. Take care. Make sure those ducks are in a row. Or find some ducks to put in a row. Thank you for joining, Sydney. Things I have wanted to talk about. I consider myself a pretty level-head person. I am an upcoming artist. I published my first story in a small magazine. But I recently had, let's call it, a mental meltdown. I wasn't doing good. It had been 3 weeks since I came back from a mental hospital, but I was telling the doctors about how I have hit my head and knocked myself out 4 times in my life. And I told them a story about how I had lost an entire day that I don't remember. I never had a day like that since, and it got me thinking about my life of bizarre events. From when I was 4, and a boy haunted me in my bedroom, and during the day I would talk to a man, according to my mom. I really want to tell these stories and have people tell me what's possible things could have happened. Suggestions or even people who have experienced the same thing. I want to start with one story and work my way down. Or rather, I'll add more if people seem interested in my weird stories. My first one happened when I was 4 years old in 2001. I grew up in Montana. Sorry, Manitoba is a province in Canada. I grew up in Montana. The one I said first. Middle of nowhere between Paulson and Ronan. I used to love the land. I hated the house. My first memory of that day, of that place, is the thousands of multicolored spider eggs on the outside window set. Ooh, that's great. It was a weird captive perch beneath on the house window that I love to sit at. But at night, I hate sleeping. I was always visited by this boy. He was the same height as me, but he was like the thinnest outline of a human body. His insides were filled with TV static. I used to put my head on a blanket and peer out because he would laugh and walk around my bed. I hated the weird thing he called a smile. My mom said during the day there were a few times she would catch me talking to the man. She stated that the most vivid story she can tell was when she was in the kitchen and I came around the corner repeating, "Just stay here, right here," to which I then asked if I could. Then I asked apparently if I could have something. She says I was often heard talking to the man, but at night all she heard from me was crying and about was the boy. She recently told me she didn't know until we had moved out that someone had offed themselves in the room that my room was. Oof. Okay, well, that was the last story, and a pretty good one, I think. I don't know until I read them. It's 1:13 a.m. for poor Leslie and probably Nico. So thank you all guys for joining me. I'm pretty sure I'll hear from Fear from Phoenix in a little bit. I bet you just something came up, that's all. So thank you everyone for joining me this evening. I hope you guys have a very good rest of your Friday or Saturday. And I will see you next Friday. So far, I have no guests lined up, but that could change. But if worse comes to worse, it's me. So I'll probably do live reading and maybe me playing a game again. So thank you everyone for joining me and have a very good night or morning.